cool version of Like a Locomotive. And joining us now live on the telephone is our good friend Curtis Schmidt. He's the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. And here he is. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Rick. How are you? Great morning.
I'm doing all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice little rain shower last night.
Yeah.
Looking in my backyard with the lawn being like, please mow me before I choke the lawnmower. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's the excuse. It's raining again. I can't cut the lawn.
And the everything's blooming out here in my backyard, and the grass is too long. But anyway, we're going to move on.
Yeah.
We digress. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the spring, May 1, right?
Yeah.
And this is the time of year when everything starts popping, just like the flowers. We have tons of events going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get right to them. This coming Saturday and Sunday, actually starting on Friday, is the 52nd exhibition of the largest car show in the area. That's the Rhinebeck Car Show at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds.
Mm.
Huge event every year. Draws, they're figuring 18,000 to 20,000 people. Over 2,000 show cars. They're going to have this actually starts on Friday with a swap meet where you can go and where all the car guys go, or car men and women go, and they check out things and swap parts with each other and everything, even just little decals and so on.
Well,
that starts on Friday.
52nd year. We're excited.
Yeah. It gets bigger and better every year.
Yeah. And tell me about Muddy Hands.
Oh, you're going to talk about that? Okay.
Yeah.
So the fairgrounds is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sports cars, hot rods. Muddy Hands, that's on Saturday at the LaGrange Town Hall. Town Park. Excuse me. Freedom Park in LaGrange.
Okay.
By Sandy Washburn and her recreation department. They've got a fantastic afternoon planned for outdoor lovers. 1 to 4 p.m. It's basically billed as the outdoor and for nature and outdoor enthusiasts. Celebration of conservation, ecology, and nature.
There you go, Muddy Hands.
Muddy Hands for all the little kids, and I'm sure there will be a lot of muddy hands.
Mm-hmm.
And need to wash them, whatever. And so we're moving on with the a big shout out to Linda Lawler from the Hyde Park School District. She was named the School Bus Driver of the Year in Dutchess County.
How cool.
Yeah. And Sue Serino, the county executive, was on hand. This is all in recognition of Safe Stop Education and Enforcement Day on Thursday, April 25. Great work by Linda, recognizing her exemplary service and her safety record.
Nice.
Transporting kids to and from school.
Moving the kids.
Yep.
Baseball news?
Yeah. Move the baseball. Yay. The Renegades, we're updating from last night.
Yeah.
They are in first place now.
All right.
First place in the division, half a game over the Wilmington Blue Rocks.
Yeah.
And guess who they're playing this week?
The Wilmington Blue Rocks.
Blue Rocks, yay. So the two first place teams, or first and second place teams, are playing each other down in Wilmington all week long. So this is where it's going to be like, make you or break you.
Should be a good one.
Renegades are 13-8 on the season, half a game ahead of Wilmington, who's 13-9. And last night in the game down in Wilmington, the Renegades scored, 9 runs in the 7th inning, and they won 12-2.
Wow.
That was only the third time since 2005 that they've scored 10 hits in an inning, 9 runs.
Wow.
So that's going to be a great series all week down, and then they move on from there. But they're 13-8 in first place.
Yeah, some good baseball coming up.
Coming up, yeah. Now we're going to recognize one of our great nonprofit groups in Dutchess County. Well, actually, Dutchess Ulster Orange, called Sparrow's Nest.
Mm.
They had ribbon cutting at their new location at 10 Town Center Boulevard at Beekman. April 24th, 300 people attending. Their new home, big new kitchen, that will help them expand their mission, feed even more people than they do right now. Their mission is to cook and deliver homemade meals to families facing a cancer diagnosis. Mm. And they feed, 400 people a week.
Wow.
3,000 since their inception. Mm. Founder Krista Jones started this organization in 2012 from her kitchen, and she's all over three counties now.
Wow.
Fantastic job.
Entertainment,
ragtime. Mm. Yeah, you know about ragtime.
Yeah.
You can probably tell us.
No, you.
No, me. Okay, the play starts May 3rd, runs through May 19th at County Players, Wappingers Falls. Mm. Check out the papers, get your tickets, get down there. Ragtime, dancing, music. Our last item is a item for the kids, for the little ones.
Okay.
This is for the, it's the Fairy House Scavenger Hunt. These are like miniature, very small homes, and they're hidden all through the woods at the Locust Grove Estate, Samuel Morris site in Poughkeepsie.
How cool.
Yeah. So you can take the little ones through the gardens. They can find little miniature houses. It's just, like I said, a scavenger hunt. That starts Saturday. It runs all the way through June.
Now, do you keep the fairy house if you find it, or do you just leave it?
No, you have to leave it there.
Okay.
You have to look at it.
Okay.
You can't take it with you.
Just checking.
These are artworks.
Okay.
You know, and they're really cute. You can check them out in papers. But it goes all the way through June, so if you can't make it this weekend, this is a two-month scavenger hunt.
Sounds like something to take the little one to.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of events, from car shows to, oh my God, plays.
Baseball.
Muddy hands. Everything. Yeah.
Well, how can folks read all about these stories online?
Online, they can go to sdutchessnews.com and click on the paper of their choice, pull it up in PDF format, and it looks just like the paper that you hold in your hand.
And you can pick up
except
one
of those
papers.
Except you won't get any ink on your hand. So.
Nice. You use that ink that comes off on Silly Putty? We love that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, no, and if you really want to pick up the papers, go to 300 locations all over the valley and pick them up. You know, patronize the businesses that support us, support you, and read about the news in your backyard.
Well, thanks.
This is where it really happens.
Thanks, Curtis, and we look forward to checking in with you next Wednesday here on the Up and Running Morning Show. All the best to you and your staff, and take care.
Okay, take care, and best to all the KZE listeners.
Thank you. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick. We'll be right back with more musical diversity after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maureen Villalmo.